the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We have a great hour lined up for you. Obviously, we're going to talk with Bridget about, and we're going to start with the top five trends at the 2014 Winter Fancy Food Show, which just completed in San Francisco. Caramel coloring, what beverages is it in? And do you have to worry about it? It has nothing to do with caramel, the actual food. We're going to talk about Spanx and other shapewear and whether they're good or bad for you, how to pick one that is beneficial, when you should wear it, how much you should wear it, how inactivity changes your brain. My favorite stories, of course, we'll try and get to some of those. I'm going to talk about the 12 things you need to be going before you go vegan. We may not get to that till the last 20 minutes of this hour, but we will get to it. And of course, the other one is that is weird in my mind is how does fiber really decrease your risk of heart disease and cancer? To me, this was unusual to find the mechanism and what this says about other things. At 17 after, we're going to be joined by Gary Ginsberg, always the What's Toxic, What's Not segment. And he has really some really very, very interesting ones. The stories about, in fact, does skin lotion, that is a skin lotion chemical, kills coral reefs. What does it do to your own skin? Should you use it? Sewage tells the story of your recreational drug use, the good news and bad news for phthalates in your body, and lead is linked to early menopause in Boston women. What you can do to protect you, why is lead there in Boston, and what you should do about it. But let's first go to one of our favorite stories of the week. What's happening in fancy food for 2014? What are the top five trends, Bridget?
Oh, this is fabulous. This is my favorite of the week. So in the past few days, San Francisco has hosted 1,350 food producers, and all of the exhibitors were able to show off all of their new food products, flavors, things that we're going to see in 2014. So the top five trends that they reviewed and said seemed consistent across the board. The first is mint making a comeback. They feel that mint was a common theme in a lot of different foods, waters, chocolates, even frozen popsicles. And
was it the taste of mint or the smell of mint that did it? And or was it actually the green mint itself?
It's actually the green mint itself.
So tell us more about the other trends. So one is the comeback of mint. What does that do, and what are the other four?
Yeah, that one wasn't exciting to me. So we're progressively getting to the really good ones. The next one is low-sugar beverages instead of artificial sweeteners in beverages. So food manufacturers are obviously noticing a huge shift in demand of people wanting beverages that taste good, that aren't as bland as water, but don't have a lot of added sugars, and then don't have artificial sweeteners for the populations that are concerned about any negative effects of those. So they found that a new trend is seeing drinks that naturally just contain a little bit of sugar or of a sugary taste, have no artificial sweeteners and no sugar, like unsweetened almond milk in individual sizes, semi-sweet cola, and even different teas that have a bit of a sweet taste without added sugars in them. So then the next one is dressed-up condiments. The food manufacturers...
Let's go back. On the low sugars, low sugars, which you said don't mean no sugar, but on the low sugars, how much sugar per 10 ounces or 12 ounces fits in that category? Is it just based on individual manufacturer choice?
Well, I think that it depends on individual manufacturer choice. I know that there's no added sugars in a lot of them. So the low sugars are the low naturally occurring sugars that you would see. You might have 1 gram of sugar in almond milk from the actual sweetness of the almond being processed, but it's not vanilla or chocolate being added to the drink. If that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay, hot condiments. What does that mean? They're hot by someone puts hot pepper in them?
Well, they have all these different flavors now. So they have truffle ketchup, they have herbs added to mayonnaise, and things like that. The hot condiments are the fourth trend, and that is from the sriracha. So the sriracha was huge across the board in a ton of different food products. And including jams, they had one jam that added sriracha to it for a...
Wait, a jam that added something hot to it so you would get sweet and hot at the same time?
Exactly, yeah. And which...
Did you get to taste any of these?
No, I wasn't in San Francisco for the food show, unfortunately. But I was living vicariously through it by looking at the website so much this week to see all of the latest things that had been announced. So the other one for sriracha, I am a huge sriracha fan, and my roommates in college, we used to go through a bottle every, 3 days or so, and because we all loved it, and we would always put it on our popcorn. So I found it interesting that a popcorn company is coming out with sriracha, sriracha popcorn. And we also used to always put sriracha in our hummus. And a hummus company has come out with a line of sriracha in their hummus. So my roommates and I should have devised this when we were in college.
So you can have a sriracha with a mint in a hummus, so you get at least three. We can probably put all five together if we worked hard enough at this, right?
That's true. It's incredible to see all of the creativity that comes from these food producers and the way that they come up with these combinations. I think is fascinating. Then the last trend that was my favorite is a shift in snacking products away from potato chips. So I was looking at a bunch of these different snack companies because there's a ton of new products that are out that are seaweed chips, quinoa chips, pasta chips, sesame and seaweed popcorn, all of these snacky foods that all advertise themselves as for being 60% less fat than potato chips or lower calorie than potato chips. A lot of them have claims that are comparing them to potato chips, which I find to be very interesting because
I should tell you we have a question from a Kristen in Colorado who asks, do you have any that use more calories than I get by eating them of the snacks? Wouldn't that be a great new trend?
That use more calories than what?
In other words, she wants a snack that somehow takes calories out of your body. So you eat it and lose calories. Do you have one, she said?
Yeah, I think that that's physiologically impossible because that food in general, it provides the body with calories. That's the purpose of eating, to stay alive and fueled on calories. So
well maybe calories, we could maybe she said, I mean, she goes on, maybe one of the great advances for 2015 could be something that pulls calories out of your body.
That would be insoluble fiber, I'd say. So maybe more products that have a ton of fiber packed in them. The interesting thing is that a lot of these snack products, since they're more based on whole grains, like the quinoa chips and things like that, they have more fiber and then also more protein. So I was looking at the quinoa chips specifically, or their crackers, I guess, and they have 9 grams of protein per serving, which I think is pretty...
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk with Gary Ginsberg about lead and menopause, something in skin cream that may not be good for you or may be really good for you. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. I'm sitting with Bridget. And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with me, Dr. Mike Roizen. And this segment is What's Toxic, What's Not with Gary Ginsberg. Probably my favorite segment of the show because I learned so much from Gary. Gary, we have 4 great stories, but a 5th one just came that you told me about that is even better. Most fireworks are made in China, right?
Sure are, Mike.
And they just banned them at their own New Year's celebration. Is that right?
Yeah, Yeah, every year New Year's celebrations, New Year's Eve in China is a little different. This year, the Chinese New Year is January 31st. And because of all the smog in China and all the concerns about respiratory health, that they are now saying that people cannot burn fireworks because it's going to add too much smog, and they don't want to have an emergency for their New Year. New Year should be a time of joy, celebration, not everybody running to the ER because of too much air pollution. So one may ask, well, what about fireworks celebrations in this country? And they are polluting, but we're not starting from a baseline of so much air toxics that even a brief, an hour-long fireworks display would throw people over the edge. Plus, in China, you've got fireworks everywhere, fireworks in the streets, big municipal fireworks displays. It's a huge deal, and so that will add more localized air pollution and particulates to an already high baseline. So people in China are understandably upset. Because, you know, the government isn't doing anything about all the car pollution, all the factory pollution, all the coal power plant pollution. They're not doing a whole lot about that, yet they're cutting back on people's fireworks. So this is not a popular move by the Chinese government.
Now, tell me, I've always thought that the Chinese take a week off at Chinese New Year, and they stop all their factories from going, and that should clear up pollution. Is most of the pollution due to cars and not factories then?
No, yeah, cars for sure, but it's also, you're not going to stop the power plants, from, especially this time of the year, it's cold there, and so you got a lot of coal-fired power plants still running to keep everybody warm, and even if the factories are on half pace, it's a good question, Mike, but you're still going to have a ton of pollution. And also, this time of the year in China, you tend to get more temperature inversions, which traps the pollution at low levels.
Sewage tells the story of your recreational drug use. Would you rather do that or skin lotion chemical kills coral reefs first?
I'd rather do both, and we could certainly squeeze both in. And let's talk about what we are excreting out and how researchers are now beginning to look towards sewage to find out what are the drugs of choice at the clubs and on the streets. Because if you're going to intervene, you have to know what people are using. And if you are worried about the synthetic knockoff that might have an unusual toxicity, well, it might be hard to find that like a needle in a haystack. But when you look at sewage, which is such a compilation, aggregation of everybody's putting into the system and flushing down the toilet, you could find the trace levels of things that may be starting to show up on the streets and at the clubs. So,
and what's,
for example,
and what's big?
Well, the kinds of things that are coming out of this new research are how amphetamine usage skyrockets near finals on college campuses. You know, you can narrow it down to that. And you know, this is not just you know, a couple of people doing it. You know, the levels just go through the roof. And you can see trends. You can probably figure out which are the biggest party cities and which aren't, but they don't want to announce that because then all the party animals will go there and it'll make it even worse. But you can certainly see some of the trends where ecstasy is showing up. Times of the year, like weekends, ecstasy and cocaine use goes up, whereas marijuana use tends to be pretty flat all week long. So the rivers will show it because a lot of the sewage outfall goes into rivers. In Europe, they're monitoring the rivers for drugs of abuse to see what the trends are and if they're interested.
So they aren't doing this at the individual sewer coming out of your home or out of any one club. They're doing it in the municipal areas. Let's go to skin lotion.
We don't know exactly who is doing which, but we know as a population, we can sort of tease out who's doing it because, you know, the weekend activities, the study-related activities, You also see economic trends. You know, as economies go down, you see less cocaine and more amphetamines being used because it's a cheaper high.
Let's go to a skin lotion chemical kills coral reefs. Does that mean it kills our own skin?
Well, that is the direction that a public health toxicologist like myself naturally goes. But let's first start with the environment. The chemical is called benzophenone, and it's put into lotions and creams, all sorts of products, including dish soap, because it protects the product from UV light. So if you have a product that you want to have a good shelf life and sit there for maybe years before the consumer buys it and uses it and doesn't break down from sunlight, they now have been putting in this chemical as a UV blocker or UV absorber in their product, and that is sort of like a preservative against harmful effects of the sun. Well, unfortunately, some studies now are showing that at environmentally relevant levels, that young coral growing in laboratory setting is inhibited, is regressed, and we are seeing a problem with our coral reef shelves in a lot of tropical places. And we're talking
about
billions of dollars.
Is this because the coral reefs need
and fish? Yep.
Is this because the coral reefs need ultraviolet light to thrive?
No, it's because this chemical is toxic directly. It's an endocrine disruptor, the benzophenones as a family, and we don't know exactly what it is doing to the coral development, but it may have some hormonal effect that it's not allowing the juvenile coral to grow up, so to speak. But in people, we are concerned about sunblock. Now, that's the other UV blockage that class of chemicals is used in, is in your common sunblock. And on the skin, it will get absorbed, and there is concern for things like oxybenzone, one of the ingredients on sunblock. I know this is the wrong time of the year to be having this conversation, but heck, some people may be going for the holidays or for spring break down to Florida. And what we always recommend, I think Arthur Perry recommends, is that you want to go with the non-benzone-based sunblocks, which means
the zinc oxide sunblock and put it on thick enough so it's a physical sunblock. Let's see if we can do this in 1 minute. Gary.
And UVB blockage, and you don't get into these benzones. So, fortunately, the benzones are on the label of sunblock as well as on these other consumer products. And if you don't want to be doing damage to the coral reefs, if you want to be environmentally friendly, you would shy away from those on your cleaning products and your skin lotion, as well as protecting your health.
Well, I think we've run out of time, Gary, so we're going to have to next week come back and do an extra long segment, because we want to know about the good and bad news about phthalates, and also about lead linked to early menopause and what you can do about it if you get exposed to lead. Gary Ginsberg, great website, whatstoxic.com. He is a superb resource, and he'll be here next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is on RadioMD.com. You can always find us. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You can find any of our old shows. They're archived at RadioMD.com. And when you're on the road, you can always listen to us. If your favorite radio station isn't within your reach, go to RadioMD.com and listen to us live, or you can get the podcast or archive. You can also find it other places, which Joe will tell you about in a few weeks. But right now, I want to tell you about what happens if you go vegan. You know, vegan used to be considered just a weirdo diet. But Dr. Esselstyn popularized it with his, if you will, prevent and reverse heart disease. When he started this in the late 70s, now has a large set of studies that show how beneficial this is. Bill Clinton has popularized this as since he had his recurrent heart attack and recurrent operation. He went on the ESSE diet, Esselstyn diet. And that, it's again, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease is the name of the book. And when he went on that, he obviously needed more than statins. He needed a diet change. He's gotten that. And now Al Gore is on it, as well as Beyonce and Jay-Z. and it's become popular. So what are you likely to get questions about? Well, that's right. Your friends will ask a lot of questions. Don't worry. Make it about yourself. It isn't about them. It isn't about defending what they do or defending what you do. It is you decided this is the best diet for you. You'll likely, if you do this, need a B12 supplement. Why? Because B12, by the way, for those of you who ask, and we've got a couple emails and said, are you vegan? And the answer is no, I'm kind of vegan plus salmon. So the only non-vegan thing I usually eat is salmon. But you'll likely need, and I take a multivitamin, you'll likely need one too. Clearly, vitamin B12 occurs naturally only in animal food, so you want to stock up on a variety of B12 fortified foods as well as a B12 supplement. I say don't bother with it. Just get a low-cost for Walgreens, Walmart, Costco, one of those multivitamins. They will have enough B12 on it that you'll absorb it. If you feel like you're looking pale or someone says you're pale, maybe you want iron, but you can get iron a lot of ways. Good vegan iron sources include leafy greens, raisins, sunflower seeds, legumes, and you can get a lot of the foods that way. B12 you can't. You're going to need a vitamin supplement so that. Many people say they need new protein sources. I would, because probably I would guess I get 50% of my protein from salmon, the other 50% from nuts. Nuts are still a great source, and walnuts are an outstanding source. So are all of the legumes, such as lentil, beans, peanuts even. Another good source. You need about a gram of protein for every kilogram. So if you're 70 kilogram, 150 pound person, you need about 70 grams of protein. Hard to get that if you're not having salmon or you don't like nuts or soy.
Oh, so go
ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that soy and quinoa are the only two plant-based sources of complete protein, meaning that they have all the amino acids. So those are two great things to include in a vegan diet.
And you don't have to make the switch all at once. You can go gradually, as many of us did as we weaned off everything. As I said, I'm weaned off everything animal other than salmon. And what you've got to do is, if you're going to go vegan, you've got to read labels, because checking food labels and verifying ingredients is a must. Just because a food product is not glaringly non-vegan or non-vegan doesn't mean that it's suitable for your diet. So casein and whey, which come from milk, are present in many cereal bars, breads, granolas, while gelatin and tallow are derived from meat. And then there's natural red number 4, known as carmine, which is a food coloring derived from dried bodies of female beetles. Anyway, The key is get it, as Essie says, don't get anything that has a mother or a face on it. You'll probably feel happier if you go vegan. Obviously, the animals will. But compared to vegetarian diets, omnivorous ones contain more arachidonic acid, omega-6, which can spur neurologic changes that drag down mood and increase your pain. Now, there are a couple special ones. It will probably be less expensive. You'll probably have more money to spend on other things, because meat, once you go out of meat, you save money on food. You won't have to ditch money of your favorite restaurants. A lot of the restaurants are now cooking vegan. I have been on the road a couple of days this week, and I've been able to eat totally vegan. And plants might cover your calcium need. Calcium is one of those hard things to get with a vegan diet, but almonds, soybeans, figs, navel oranges, as well as kale and bok choy and almonds all have a lot of calcium. So calcium, I actually believe you can get a plant-based, if you will, calcium supplement and get DHA. DHA can comes from algae. So you can get the DHA from algae, and then a supplement that's a multivitamin. Take half of one morning and evening. Keep doing your other things, such as getting vitamin D. You can get a plant source of vitamin D as well. And you, too, can go vegan, like President Clinton and like Vice President Al Gore has just started to do. It really looks like, but obviously Beyonce and Jay-Z are tributes to it as well. Let's talk now, and Bridget, I want you to talk about spandex and what those body-shaping things are doing to our bodies. Do they make us do more than look good?
So, yes, they might be doing more than make you look good in bad ways. So I love Sphinx, especially when I'm dressing up and wearing dresses. Women love wearing Sphinx to keep everything, you know, tucked in. But actually, there is a be causing some serious health problems that I wouldn't even thought of before reading this article. So they talked about how Sphinx can literally compress your organs, and that depending on the shape and size, the design of the Sphinx that you're wearing, and where it's covering, that it can worsen acid reflux, that it can increase heartburn if you have problems with heartburn.
If it compresses, let's go and talk about this. So if it compresses your belly and it really is pushing in and increasing your intra-abdominal pressure, that causes acid reflux, one going up, and it keeps your blood from returning in your veins. So it may increase stasis and even increase blood clots. So really, if you're going to wear it for any more than maybe 15 minutes, and no one wears it for just 15 minutes, you probably should consider taking and talk to your physician about 2 baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Spanx and, if you will, compressive clothing, as well as fish oil. What preserves brain cells? What's the data on that? And another favorite of mine this week is the stuff on vitamin D. Does it really decrease a lot of diseases, all these diseases, including MS? Or is this just an association study and we really need better data? What is the data on vitamin D? We'll come back to that when we come back. And you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Bridget and myself, young Dr. Mike Roizen. You can follow me at Dr. Mike Roizen. This is on Radio MD as well. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only one in five girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Why am I hurrying this little segment, our last segment of the day? Because we got so much information to get to. First, I'm going to do a quick brief. Vitamin D levels and MS. People who had levels below 20 nanograms per milliliter, that's below 20 nanomoles per liter, were much more likely to develop MS. And they also had a 25% lower increase in what is called lesion size, or the number of lesions they had in their brain that were indicative of MS. Does this mean that giving vitamin D will prevent it? No. This is an association study. We need that intervention study. But there have been a number of intervention studies with vitamin D on other things, such as on preventing breast cancer and colon cancer. And these show, the intervention studies show, that when people get their level augmented by taking 1,000 international units a day or so, they decrease the risk of cancer, in the case of colon and breast cancer, by 7 to 27%. Amazing. So, MS, not yet proven, an association, but colon cancer and breast cancer have been shown with randomized double-blind controlled studies, intervention studies, the gold standard. Bridget, let's go back to Spanx and this wonderful clothing that you say you like. I don't think you need, but anyway, tell me about it.
I honestly don't know a woman that does not own at least one pair of Spanx. Because they also sell all different kinds. So anyways, back to the risks of wearing them all the time, especially all the time. So you're going to wear them every once in a while for a wedding or a special event, then that's fine. But the experts are recommending that you wear them just on occasion and not every day. Because other things that can happen are what they're calling the rubber band effect, and it's when you sit down and it's like pulling a rubber band tighter around your leg, which decreases the circulation and could cause blood clots, which is obviously not a good thing. That they also can increase pressure and provoke incontinence, which would obviously
so if you've potentially got urinary or other incontinence and you get this extra pressure, you may increase the chances of that. I suppose
right,
you could put if you put them on at your age, Bridget Young, and do Kegels because of that, you strengthen it and prevent that. But anyway, go ahead.
But it could also be risky for people that have IBS or any kind of bowel disorder, because that increased pressure just isn't good for anyone, but especially those types of people. It also can provoke yeast and bacterial infections, especially for people that are overweight or obese, who have diabetes, or who sweat excessively, because it traps the moisture, which doesn't lead to anything good.
So it doesn't. The Spanx doesn't let the moisture wick out the way cotton clothes does. So it's more likely that you get skin infections and both yeast and skin because of that moisture. Go ahead.
Who would have thought that that could happen from wearing a pair of Spanx? So they recommend that to avoid all of these things, like I said, to only wear them on special occasions. This also goes for pants. When your pants are too tight, it can have a similar effect. So when you're choosing your Spanx or your pants or whatever your clothing is, you make sure that they fit correctly instead of being too tight to the point that you can't get them off without a struggle. They should be easily removed without you needing to really pull them off or pull them on, for that matter, with a struggle.
Okay, I want to cover some more things. How about fish oils and brain function? And the answer is DHA. You can get it vegetarian. The fish get it from algae. You can too. DHA is correlated with a better memory, 6 year younger memory. So you had 6 years younger if you have 900 milligrams of DHA a day. Don't worry about EPA. EPA isn't the active ingredient in fish oils. It appears to be ALA, which you can find in chia and flaxseed and walnuts and canola oil and avocados. That appears beneficial for your heart, and the DHA for your eyes and brain. This is a new study this week showing that DHA increased brain volume in the hippocampus, which is where memories are stored, 2.7%. That's pretty good. That's the same percentage almost exactly as if you did 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise every week. Remember, most important things you can do for your brain: block stress, manage stress, take DHA, and do cardiovascular exercise. How much are those worth? Those are like about 70 points on a 0 to 100 scale. Doing brain exercises, you know, the things that are advertised on TV or crossword puzzles, that's about 4 to 6 points. So 70 of those 100 points you get from just managing stress, meditation, taking DHA, and doing cardiovascular exercise.
That's incredible.
I should say one more point. If you want to go to MD-plus.com, Brian Allard, who is a guest, said, click the bottom on-air button. You get your second month free of this subscription service. And I know that Bridget was going to think about doing that because she was loving that thing.
I was.
Okay.
I still am.
And so we did I should say one more thing about the Mediterranean diet before we have to go. Mediterranean diet, in that large Spanish study of 7,500 people comparing the Mediterranean diet with a standard Spanish diet, and the Mediterranean diet was supplemented with either extra virgin olive oil or walnuts. The Mediterranean diet supplemented decreased peripheral artery disease by more than 50% after 5 years. So this is really dramatic. So it's not only good for your heart and your brain, but also good for your arteries every place. One more study we should mention. Bridget, do you have a favorite one? I'll go to my favorite one, which is obesity kills you between 4 and 10 years early, causes, if you will, disability 10 to 12 years earlier, and thus the real age metric seems to be validated. You get rid of the obesity, you live as long as your non-obese friends were, even if you were obese and had a period. The other one that I love, diet soda increases alcohol intake into your body. That is, not that you take more of it, but that you absorb it faster. No one knows why yet, but that was a story and a study. Well done, study this week. Say it again.
I was going to say, you also don't feel as drunk, they found. So you have, you absorb it quicker, and then you also don't feel it as much as you would.
So you may drive while drunk. Don't do it. And remember, don't smoke that marijuana. Eat it if you're going to use it. This is Dr. Mike. We'll be back next week with Bridget, Gary Ginsberg, Sonar Great Engineering on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.